4. Friendship and love. Online friendship. 2. Chatting with a net pal.
Jerry makes friends through chatting online. Tim has something to say about it. Listen to the tape or CD. Then decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Jerry, do you often go online?
Sure. I can't live without the internet. And I make friends through chatting online.
But it can be very dangerous at times.
Why do you think so? I know there are quite a few cheats on the internet. A man could talk to you as if he were a young girl. But who cares? It's only a way to relax, so it doesn't really matter.
Last week, a teenager was lured into danger by her net pal.
But I would never be lured into any kind of trouble.
Who can tell?
Hey, man, I'm an adult, and I have an IQ of 160.
Jerry, do you often go online?
Sure. I can't live without the internet, and I make friends through chatting online.
But it can be very dangerous at times.
Why do you think so? I know there are quite a few cheats on the internet. A man could talk to you as if he were a young girl. But who cares? It's only a way to relax, so it doesn't really matter.
Last week, a teenager was lured into danger by her net pal.
But I would never be lured into any kind of trouble.
Who can tell?
Hey, man, I'm an adult, and I have an IQ of 160.
3. A blind date. Arthur is telling his friend Chris about his blind date. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks. Arthur, I heard you had met your female net pal. Is that true?
Yes, we emailed each other for a month and grew to like each other. Then we decided to meet in a bookstore.
How could you recognize her?
She said she'd be wearing a blue shirt with a grey skirt and she had short red hair.
So it was easy enough to find her.
At the store, I saw some girls wearing blue and grey. Then I saw a girl with short red hair right in front of me. Our eyes met and we knew. She's my classmate.
It must have been awkward for both of you.
Yes, but after all, it ended well.
Arthur, I heard you had met your female net pal. Is that true?
Yes, we emailed each other for a month and grew to like each other. Then we decided to meet in a bookstore.
How could you recognize her?
She said she'd be wearing a blue shirt with a grey skirt and she had short red hair.
So it was easy enough to find her.
At the store, I saw some girls wearing blue and grey. Then I saw a girl with short red hair right in front of me. Our eyes met and we knew. She's my classmate.
It must have been awkward for both of you.
Yes, but after all, it ended well.
5. A chat victim. Read the following online chat and do the exercises.
There is this guy chatting with a female online. Both are engineers and work for real big MNCs. Hey, GM, how are you doing today?
GM, day is going well and it's got better having found you on chat.
Wow, I'm honored. You know what? My day starts only when I find you on chat.
Yep, me too. Feel the same. BRB, I'll get some coffee.
Okay.
Hero waits impatiently. Meanwhile, his manager comes to his workstation. Hey, I need some help from you.
This manager always comes at the wrong time. Yeah, tell me.
Could you write a program for me which produces the nth prime number given the value of n? Could you give me this by this evening?
I could try, but I think it will be quite hard. Is it okay with you if I give it to you by tomorrow evening?
Yeah, that would be fine. Thank you.
Leaves. Our hero sighs and stares at his monitor, waiting impatiently for female to arrive. All of a sudden, a smile appears on his face. Over to chat window.
Hey, I'm back.
Cool. You know what my manager does? She's kinda keeps asking stupid things. Tries to give me stupid work.
Yeah, it's the same everywhere. Real sick people, these managers are.
Yep, you're right.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Smiles. Sure, why not?
Hey, I want you to write me a program to print the nth prime number given the value of n. Would you give that to me by tomorrow evening? Please, you know it's real urgent work for me to work this out.
Hey, that's 1 hour's work. Sure. Check your email an hour from now, okay?
This is what I asked you when I came to your workplace. Now you know who I am. And one more point. Your 1 hour starts now.
7. Read me. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat, paying attention to the marked parts.
Has opened.
Was opened.
Comes again.
Places of interest.
Twice a day.
Once a month.
Love stories. 2. Few men are so caring.
Fiona is full of praise for Jane's boyfriend, John. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks.
Jane, I heard you're falling in love with John. Yes, to be frank, I love him to death. You're so lucky. Maybe love is being stupid together. Why, are you kidding? A man like him is hard to find. Few men are so caring, so patient. And did I mention it? He's very popular.
You really think so?
Totally. I'm saying it from the bottom of my heart. And it's clear that he's head over heels in love with you. True love stories have no endings.
I sure hope so.
Jane, I heard you're falling in love with John.
Yes, to be frank, I love him to death.
You're so lucky.
Maybe love is being stupid together.
Why, are you kidding? A man like him is hard to find. Few men are so caring, so patient. And did I mention it? He's very popular.
You really think so?
Totally. I'm saying it from the bottom of my heart. And it's clear that he's head over heels in love with you. True love stories have no endings.
I sure hope so.
3. I kind of want a break.
Mike is explaining to John why he can't bring his girlfriend Kathy to the party tonight. Listen to the tape or CD and answer the following questions.
Hi, Mike. We're having a party tonight. Want to join us? You can bring your girlfriend. Well, I'm breaking up with Kathy. What happened? Did you have a fight? No, she's really a very nice girl. Yeah, she's pretty diligent, generous, and what's more, considerate. Well, she's really caring, but sometimes too much. And, I kind of want to break, you know, some space for myself. Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I know she's head over heels in love with you, and she'll really be hurt. I know. Perhaps time makes love pass.
Mike is explaining to John why he can't bring his girlfriend Kathy to the party tonight. Listen to the tape or CD and answer the following questions.
Hi, Mike. We're having a party tonight. Want to join us? You can bring your girlfriend. Well, I'm breaking up with Kathy. What happened? Did you have a fight? No, she's really a very nice girl. Yeah, she's pretty diligent, generous, and what's more, considerate. Well, she's really caring, but sometimes too much. And, I kind of want to break, you know, some space for myself. Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I know she's head over heels in love with you, and she'll really be hurt.
I know.
Perhaps time makes love pass.
4. True love has no remorse.
Read the following romance story to a partner. Ask him or her to repeat the story in his or her own words. In the college cafeteria, on the first day I was there, a little girl sat next to me with very curly hair. I wondered then, who could this be? She looked just like some kid, and in this school she hid. It turned out she attended here. I thought we could never be friends, so that was that, in fact. I wouldn't even talk to her, for I'd made up my mind that she was never meant for me. And then one day in the study hall, I saw her standing there, a smile upon her lovely face that seemed to say, "Come live in my heart and pay no rent." Now that was many years ago, a family we have raised. That girl is mine until I die. Our love will never fade.
5. Love is just a thread.
Read the passage on the meaning of love and do the exercises.
At times I can't make out if there is love between my parents. In their opinion, "I love you" is too luxurious for them to say. Sending flowers to each other on Valentine's Day is even more impossible. One day my mother was sewing a quilt when I asked her, "Mom, is there love between you and Dad?" My mother stopped her work and raised her head with surprise in her eyes. She didn't answer promptly, but at last she said the following words. "Susan," she said thoughtfully, "look at this thread. Sometimes it pops up, but most of it disappears in the quilt. The thread really makes the quilt strong and durable. If life is a quilt, then love should be a thread. It can hardly be seen anywhere or anytime, but it's really there. Passion is inside." I couldn't make out her words until the next spring when my father was hospitalized because of a serious lung disease. My mother had to stay with him in the hospital for a month. After they were back, every day in the morning and at dusk, my mother helped my father walk slowly on the country road. It seemed they were the most harmonious couple. My father was supposed to recover in 2 months, but he still couldn't walk by himself by then, which made us worry about him. "Susan, don't worry about me," he said. "I just like walking with your mom." Reading his eyes, I knew he loved my mother deeply. Once I thought love meant flowers, gifts, and sweet kisses. But now I understand that love is just a thread in the quilt of our life. Love is inside, making life strong and warm.
Vocabulary. New words.
Underline.
Lure.
Net pal.
Cheat.
Relax.
Teenager.
Blind.
Email.
Recognize.
Awkward.
Topic.
Netizen.
Victim.
Female.
Hero.
Honor.
Meanwhile.
Manager.
Produce.
Prime.
Stare.
Monitor.
Favor.
Urgent.
Neglect.
Exchange.
Timely.
Romance.
Quote.
Beholder.
Frank.
Kid.
Caring.
Patient.
Mention.
Heal.
Diligent.
Generous.
Considerate.
Remorse.
Cafeteria.
Curly.
Hide.
Attend.
Fade.
Thread.
Sew.
Quilt.
Promptly.
Thoughtfully.
Pop.
Disappear.
Durable.
Passion.
Hospitalize.
Lung.
Harmonious.
Recover.
Impression.
Sign.
Proper nouns.
Jerry.
Arthur.
Chris.
M&C.
Fiona.
Jane.
Kathy.
Susan.
Karate.